Earlier, David mentioned the importance of loving kindness in healing. To conclude our first session, David now talks of what he considers to be the universal healing balm.
It would be caringness, genuine caringness, caring for others, and caring for yourself, of course, gets included in that. Caring for your body and saying, well, I'm glad God gave me this body, otherwise I wouldn't be here. So out of gratitude for having a living body, I'm going to take care of it to the best I can while I've got it. Because you're not going to have it permanently, so you realize your body is a temporary arrangement. Having a body is a temporary arrangement. Before you had this body, you didn't have a body, and after you leave the body, you're not going to have a body. So you say, well, I've got this body for 80 or 90 years, whatever it is, and I might as well have fun with it, enjoy it while I got it. It's like a rental car. You rented this body. So far, I've rented it for 83 years. It's held up pretty good for 83 years. Minor dents here and there. The physical is a limitation, and it's also a pleasure, but it has its own limitations. The mental, you see, is not that limited, and consciousness itself is the most free of all of them. So what you understand by anything that happens in your life is a combination of all three, your wisdom and your age and your education and your level of consciousness all working together. You use everything that occurs to the greatest advantage, philosophic and psychological and spiritual all at the same time. And of course, very often, a physical ailment will not disappear. People expect if they do all these things, everything's going to disappear. No, everything's not going to disappear. You're still made of bone and protoplasm. And your joints still bend in the middle. They don't bend at the ends. Your knee only bends at the middle, not in the middle of the thigh bone and not the middle of the calf. So there's still the physical reality to deal with, you see, your physical reality. And an old car is not the same as a new car. The finish on the car changes after, say, 80 years. Anyway, you get compensated in other ways because things that would drive you crazy at 23, at 83, are a joke. One of the other things that one accommodates to. And you say, well, this is the way I see it at age 28, and this is the way I see it at age 48, and this is the way I see it at age 78. And it's sort of fun to see how the priorities change, I got an old Cadillac that's been repainted and everything, and it's a very soft and wonderful ride. It's a great, great, great car. In fact, my wife had it repainted, and it sits there in elegance, an elegant old Caddy.